Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 725.
Today, another voice that we haven't heard in a while pops up, and it's always fantastic to hear from you. JB asks,
I have failed NaNoWriMo a few times now, and I have the typical problem of fading out. By that, I mean I start strong, but at some point write less and less until I stop. Now, that's typical, and the point of NaNoWriMo is to keep on going. But I have another problem, which I think is causing me to fade out. I love writing short fiction. Think the complete opposite of any epic fantasy writer. Needing 100,000 words for a story sounds crazy to me. So I started my first NaNoWriMo planning to write a short story a day, which didn't work out. Then I planned on writing one longer project and maybe a few others on the side, which didn't work out. This July, I planned on writing a novella throughout the month. As I hadn't prepared it much, I got stuck on research and tried to work on another novella at the same time. And then I got stuck. I couldn't decide which story to work on, and my word count faltered again. I also had a new job, so yeah, that might have played a part in it as well. But I think one of the reasons NaNoWriMo doesn't work for me is because I can't concentrate on one story alone. I will try to change that, but I wondered, is it true that you can only write on one project during NaNoWriMo for it to work? Or are people constantly working on several projects during NaNoWriMo to get their 50,000 words in? What's more important, writing the one book or story, or simply getting 50,000 words in? How are people doing it? Are there different styles, like the novelist, the short story writer, the two novella a month type, etc.?
Well, the official rules of NaNoWriMo is that it has to be 50,000 words on one project, done within a month, particularly the month of November, if you want to compete officially. One short story a day for a month, that's a challenge Dean Wesley Smith came up with. He does that quite frequently, he was doing that quite frequently when we lived near each other. I don't know what he's been up to lately, because I've been so buried in my own stuff, I haven't been keeping up. There's all the stuff that you talked about are definitely things that different people do, but if you're talking about NaNoWriMo, the point is to concentrate on one project, preferably to completion. Now, the kinds of problems you're having, there's a few different ways you could tackle it. You're a short story writer, so you've developed a very fine sense of the short form. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Some of the greatest writers in history wrote only short stories and maybe one novel. Two or three that spring to mind right away are Ambrose Bierce, Sake, O. Henry, Edgar Allan Poe, Guy de Maupassant. Amazing writers, all of them. Well worth studying, especially for masterful short story forms. Writing novels allows you to tackle different kinds of stories in a larger space. It's also a little more marketable. People like being absorbed in a long story. The culture around short stories is not as strong as it once was, though there will always be devotees. I love a good short story. But I think most people nowadays get their short fiction in the form of television. So if you're looking for mass market, novels are kind of the way to go. Now, if you want to work yourself up to them, and you've got that really sharp short story focus and you're a little scatterbrained when it comes to project focus, there's a couple of things you can do. The first is to write an episodic novel. This works really well with adventure stories where your hero is moving through a lot of space or through a long amount of time. I was rewatching a movie I used to love when I was 5 years old, and it's seriously cheesy now, but it is on Amazon Prime. And that's there's this trilogy of movies called The Mountain Family Robinson or The Wilderness Family. They've been titled different things from the late 70s. It's a couple of urbanites decide to go off and live in the mountains with their kids because their daughter has got bad asthma or something like that. But they're structured for kids, so it's not like a normal film is structured where there's a plot. Instead, there are these episodic adventures, and they all kind of just happen one after another. One thing happens and another thing happens, and it's very much more like the kind of storytelling you would get in Japanese fiction or in Eastern storytelling. Japanese fiction springs readily to mind. You see a lot of this kind of stuff in anime, where there isn't a central conflict. It's more about exploring an idea space going through a number of episodes. You also see this in some Old West fiction where there's a paladin-type character. The paladin is the lone avenger that comes and travels around and has meetings with people on the road, that kind of thing. So that's one way to get yourself into a novel space, is to create basically a series of short stories that all tie together in either a loose fashion or that have an overarching narrative thread running through them that is resolved by the successive adventures and episodes. Nathan Lowell's fiction is very much like this, especially the first couple of the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper books and the Tanith Fairport series. They're very much a sort of roaming, episodic, almost short stories that are tied together through character development. You can find this in a lot of children's fiction. A lot of novels written for children are not novels, or at least they didn't used to be. I'm not current on what's being written right now. Back in the mid-20th century, a series of books that embodied this way of doing things very well were the Henry Reed books, which is about a kid who goes to live with his grandparents or his aunt and uncle or something and meets a girl in the neighborhood, and the two of them become best buddies, and they start businesses, and they go on adventures, and every couple of chapters there's a new story, but it's all telling the story of this kid's summer with his grandparents. In the late 60s, early 70s, there was a really oddball Disney film called The Misadventures of Merlin Jones, which was very much this kind of thing. It was actually three short films tied together as if they were a single film. A couple of the Davy Crockett films did the same thing. This was a fairly popular style of storytelling during the serial era. And its influence has faded out a lot now, but, like I said, it still shows up very heavily in Eastern fiction, where it developed separately, but that's one of the hallmarks that differentiates Eastern fiction from Western fiction. So, that would be one way to get into it. Another way to get into it would be a braided novel, which are a succession of different short stories or novellas that are all circling the same major story, and together they build up the main story. I'll be doing one of these with a couple of other writers probably later this year. No great braided novels are jumping to mind right now because I haven't read one in a little while. However, another way you can go is a multiple point of view novel where you have three, four, five different people who are all telling their story in succession rather than braided together about the same incident but told from different points of view. And of course, finally, the ensemble cast epic is this kind of story too. It's structured rather like a braided novel, but it's got a tighter uniting plot. What it sounds like would help you jump the gap is finding a way to apply your razor-sharp short story focus in a way that creates those larger stories that you're having trouble telling right now. So those are some of the forms I would suggest looking at. Maybe one of them will work for you. Good luck, and I'll see you tomorrow.
B.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.